the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mr. Reynolds, unfortunately, you're in the lead, so we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'll take the condom thing for $8,000.
That's condiments. For $400. This condiment is made from mustard seeds. French Stewart.
The answer, of course, is onions. I'll take condiments for $800, thank you.
That's not the right answer. Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, what do you want?
You buzzed in.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
I hate my job.
And now, live from the WKFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
What do the words gross insubordination mean?
It's called...
Could I have made it any clearer that this... You play this music every day.
It's called the theme song.
Turn it
song.
Off. Turn it off.
It's called
Turn
the,
it off.
It's called
Please,
the,
no. It is not the same. No. Duffy is... How many days in a row have you played Duffy?
Five.
What did I say on Friday?
I could... Well, I thought one more day.
Oh, my God. Wow. Is there anything else in there that's got, like, a little pep to it?
That's available right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't have made it clearer. What do you think? Because we had booze in here on Friday. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I hate that. I mean, I used to like that song. As a matter of fact, the first time I heard that song, I actually liked it.
Yes.
But that's neither here nor there. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, while she's looking for new music, you are continuing. Yes, continue. Monday, June 9th, 2008.
That's right.
Before I say anything on the program at all, I want to say... A special greeting to the one of the most beautiful girls in the whole wide world.
Oh, sure.
Catherine O'Mara, sweet 13 today.
Wow.
13 years of age.
Happy birthday, Catherine.
Let me tell you about my wonderful daughter, Catherine. I have two wonderful daughters,
you
both
do.
Catherine and Elizabeth. This is Catherine's birthday. Elizabeth has hers coming up in July. It's very special when you've got a 13-year-old daughter who is more mature than you are. She's the greatest, hardworking, kind, sensitive, all those wonderful things. I could not be a luckier father. And Catherine, I look forward to seeing you for dinner tonight. And I know you're listening right now. And Daddy loves you. Happy 13th birthday, my angel. I adore you. You are a sweetheart. And you're 13.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
13. So Daddy's going to talk about that now. So turn down the radio. All right. Thank you very much. Happy birthday, Catherine. I love you.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for Now, do we have different music by any chance?
Yeah, I don't know if you'll like this.
Something very good. That barrels out of
Let's
the
see
gate.
What we got. What's that?
You don't like that either, do you?
No.
Heroin rock.
How was the Tom Petty concert last night?
Surprisingly good. Actually, he never disappoints, and that's not surprising.
Buzz is working on about 2 hours of sleep today. This is the Mike O'Mara Show,
what?
Ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday to you. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. You can instant message us at Mike O, WJFK. Send us an email at O'Mara at WJFK.com. All right, just turn it off. Forget it. Forget it. That's all right.
It's no
I
theme Monday.
I can't believe you started with that. I can't believe you started with that music.
No
today.
Theme Monday. Like,
did
O'Mara
you think
show.
I'd forget? Did you think I wouldn't notice?
No, I didn't think you'd mind one more day.
I made a big deal about it on Friday. I made a huge deal about it on Friday.
Not as big as you're making about it right now.
That's good. Yeah. I should. MikeO'MaraShow.com. That is the website. You can download our podcast. Give us instant feedback. Like, why are they playing that same song?
Yeah, ask us
why
that.
Why is that a theme song?
Go ahead, ask.
What did that?
Why
what
not?
Did that? What in the name of all that is holy.
Holy.
What
yes,
justifies
father. Yes, father.
What justifies that? What justifies that as an opening theme song?
What doesn't justify
what,
it?
No, what you just like it.
It
clicks in your head.
Yes!
It's total selfishness.
Yes.
It's not paying
Sound
attention
familiar,
to what everybody
Mike?
Else. Yes. My selfishness is entertaining, goddammit.
Yes, father.
And endearing.
I do not pick a particular
Lovable,
song.
Really.
I have never picked a song that I just thought was okay, and played it every single day on the show because
I
like it.
I love it.
She loves it.
Anyway, you can give us your instant feedback.
Doesn't know why.
Take a look at our photos, like the photo of me hanging myself, and you can see the Daily Buzz also that's there. Hi. On the program today, we've got a great show for you. Dr. Nancy Snyderman, she's from the Today Show. You've seen her before.
She's smart.
NBC News, she is smart. Mm-hmm. She's the chief medical editor. You know, okay, that's NBC. Understand that, CNN? That's a real network, okay? So get back to my producer, please. When I want to talk to one of your junior political hacks that loves to hear their own voice.
That'll get them over.
Could you please, for Christ's sake, get back to our producer? When I want to talk the day after the election about some of your theories, your cockamamie theories, I'm ready to go today.
Yeah, I
understand. It's a happy Monday.
Seriously,
she's the chief medical editor for NBC.
She's the real deal.
So she'll be on the program today, and she's on Today and also NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, right. Dateline NBC, MSNBC, and MSNBC.com, all those. All right?
You're right.
That's another network.
Yeah.
She's from another network.
Yeah. We don't care.
She's the author of Medical Myths That Can Kill You and the 101 Truths That Will Save, Extend, and Improve Your Life.
Me.
So she will be on the show today. Also, will there be a new iPhone? We're going to talk gadgets with Kirk Biglione. Is that the correct pronunciation of that gentleman's name?
Yes, sir.
Kirk, don't start calling me. You know, somewhere right in the middle would be nice. You know, Friday I get, shut up.
I don't know.
Enough for you. And then I get, yes, sir.
You might want to think about it. I kind of like that sir thing. You might want to keep that.
No, you have no idea how uncomfortable it makes me. So Kirk Biglione will be from MediaLoper.com.
And there is going to be a new iPhone.
Is he going to talk about other gadgets, too, that are coming out?
Because cool.
I'd be curious about that.
Love gadgets.
I didn't get the first iPhone.
Good for you. That's smart, actually, as it turns out.
I chose not to, but I sure did like looking at Don's all the time.
Sure.
I mean, he got one right away, and I love the way he can twist around
with
things.
Your finger.
Very, very, very cool.
The new ones are better.
Also, we have to talk about this on the program today. We are going to have a very special Father's Day, continuing in the great tradition of what we've done. Can you turn that number four up just a second? Just a little
father.
Bit, Ms. McBrinian.
Without fat.
Yeah, you can't see those. And, you know, Rob's coming back tomorrow.
Is he?
Rob put these in the machine.
Do you know this for sure?
I think, well, he might not be after today. There we go. In the great tradition of our Father's Day, Mother's Day games, the tradition that any show could have after being on the air for only a couple of months, we are... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What?
Look at this.
Ball busting on the phone.
Yeah, hey, Sacramento's all excited. It's Monday. Time to call me. Hi, Mike. What can we do for you?
Hey, can I speak to Beth Ann?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's right here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Beth Ann, I got a great song for you to download. Go on pulsators.com and download a song called No Trouble.
Is it dirty?
No, it's great.
Oh. No
all right.
Trouble?
Thanks. That makes no sense to me, you know, unless you can hear it. Yes, who knows what
it's
it is.
It's my peeps.
Joe, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Joe?
Uncle Mike, you're my mentor. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I live in Santa Rosa, which is an hour north of San Francisco, so I'm not drinking the same water as the Sacramentans.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to say, Beth Ann, it's nice to hear your voice again. You've broken many men on the air with frustration and annoyance, but she hasn't broken you yet, Uncle Mike.
Right. Thank you very much. Yes. I'm
was
not
that a
sure.
compliment?
No,
I'm
it's the sure. second confusing call from California. You know, they love the show out there.
They can we say? Appreciate that.
Keith from Lodi.
Up to a point.
Hi, Mike.
Keith,
you're
I'm fine. Keith, what can we do for you today?
Did you happen to watch Ice Road Truckers last night?
I was busy. I'll be explaining that a little bit later, Keith. I was indisposed for most of the weekend and did not get a chance to look in. What happened?
Our boy Drew quit.
No.
You're kidding me. Are you sure you weren't watching a repeat?
No. This is the first show.
9:30, right? It was 9:30 Sunday night?
Right. And then this is different this year. They're not going over the lakes. They're going over the Arctic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And he went up to the place and got hired on and sat for a day and a half, and they didn't move him because he came in with a briefcase. He forgot his jacket.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, I can't believe they're having him do press for that show if he quit on the first day. We were screwed. Boy, I want him. Can we get him back on the show? He duped us.
He duped us.
He fooled us.
It was at the very end of the show that he quit. So who knows what's going to happen on next week's episode.
Yeah, maybe he'll come back. He's a hothead. What a pain in the ass. All right. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate the call. That's interesting. I'd like to really look into that. And hey, how about we
scam.
Don't we support the guests we have on this show? How many, by a show of hands, how many watched it?
I actually saw a minute of it.
Oh, you did?
I did.
All right,
yeah.
You win.
Yeah.
You win. But you were, and you were even going to the concert last
night.
That's
true, yes.
What time did Tom Petty hit?
Let's see. He hit the stage around 9.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Good show?
Yeah. Oh, always.
You love that show.
Yeah, yeah. You can always count on him. And now, over the years, I feel like I know every member of the band. They just put on a great show.
They have an opening act?
Steve Winwood was there and joined up for some old rock and roll in the middle of the Petty show.
All right.
So,
that's all right. I dig that.
Great guitar work.
Sweltering, though. I mean, unbelievable.
God, yeah, yeah. Shirtless.
How did Tom Petty handle it? Tom Petty or you?
Actually, and
everyone.
Tom Petty never fails. He always comes out in this long, to the floor coat with a long sleeve shirt and a vest under. He took the coat off, but apparently the heat doesn't bother him beyond
that.
Well,
look at him.
He's
God, he looks like a cadaver.
It's melted off.
And how did you enjoy the concert last night?
I didn't go.
You're just busy listening to a continuous loop of Duffy?
Working out to it.
Again and again and again.
Waited outside her house.
Dunt, 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 dunt.
Okay. Dunt, you don't dunt, like dunt, it. Dunt, I get dunt, it. Dunt, Now I get it.
Now she gets it.
Didn't I make a big stink about it on
Friday? A huge stink about it.
Huge.
And I thought, sure, you had connected and that she'd gotten the message and there'd be no more Duffy.
Doing.
And we
look
come to
look.
Work
Take
and there's more Duffy.
Look, I know her now, but by now you learn something. It's been a while, but we worked together once before. I've worked with her for a while now. Look at her.
But see, you're remembering
You know why
now.
She did that? Was the I'm giving her exactly what she wants. Mm-hmm. This is what she wanted.
No.
She wanted to get this out of me.
I wanted you to
That's
like
why.
The song.
I didn't hate the song. I didn't hate the song until you made it my theme.
Yeah. It's had the opposite
Jesus
effect.
Jesus Christ, the theme of the show. Look, I'm sorry I'm bitching and I know I'm whining and I'm complaining.
There's a reason.
There's a big reason.
I'm sorry.
I have to tell everybody that I went to Atlantic City this weekend.
Uh-huh. That's a happy sound.
I guess that's some slot machine in China.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure why, but
it was free.
All right. I speak to my brethren in gambling out there, those of you that might occasionally make a foray up to the wilds of Atlantic City, or my friends out west that occasionally pop into the biggest little city in the world known as Reno, or even, of course, the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. And not to mention the many fabulous Native American casinos that are scattered across the Fruited Plain.
Wonderful.
Some of them down there in Florida, some of them in New England, and, of course, the casinos and New Orleans and Biloxi and all along the Gulf Coast of the United States. I hope I've covered most of you when I say, I'm not doing it anymore.
Oh,
what?
No. I'm not doing it anymore.
Now, is this something you're just saying, or are you really not going to do it? Well, okay, now we know.
Now I would like to play. This is a tape of my trip to Atlantic City.
Oh,
listen carefully. You understand what I'm talking about?
I think we have the picture.
Excuse me. Want to hear another tape of my trip to Atlantic City?
Yes, please.
Not
that good.
Friday was fine. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, Friday was fabulous. Would you like to hear my Saturday?
Yes.
This is Saturday. Here's a tape of Saturday, me in Atlantic City. Listen closely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
It's another tape of me on Saturday.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You have any tapes from Sunday?
Sunday, this is Sunday. Listen carefully.
All right.
That's Sunday.
Nice.
That's Sunday. That's the sound, seriously, the sound of the car driving along. Carla's sound asleep next to me and me driving, trying desperately to stay awake with the incredible damage that I did to my sleep habits. It was very, very difficult. It was difficult. It was miserable. It was unfortunate. It was life-altering. It wasn't life-altering.
So there was.
I'll be back, of course.
How was the food?
Losing involved?
The food was actually quite good.
Well, there's that.
The food was that, can I tell you what the best experience was? And I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Wow.
I never get a chance to enjoy the Wawa Food Mart. And on the drive up, late at night, on the drive up, a sandwich from the Wawa Food Mart.
How'd that do?
One of the finest I have ever enjoyed. I'm not paid by Wawa.
No, not at all.
I don't believe Wawa is an advertiser. I don't think there are that many Wawas around the immediate Washington, D.C. area. I know there are a couple down in Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like when you get over that Bay Bridge area, down around there, they seem to be cropping up. The Wawa. And incidentally, one of the best jokes we've ever had on Make Us Laugh. What's Helen Keller's favorite convenience store? Wawa. Always enjoyed that one. But I've got so much to tell you about this weekend. I really don't know where to begin, and that's why I will be taking another phone call right now.
Good.
Pat in Reno, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Pat.
Mr. O'Mara, how are you doing this happy Monday?
Pat, I will be honest. I like to come in here on a Monday, and I like to come in here with a new, fresh attitude, and I like to tell you, the listener, that I'm doing great and life is wonderful. But I must tell you, I would be being dishonest if I didn't say that I was just a tiny little bit down on this Monday. I had me a little too much weekend. And that's not the drinky drink. That's just life kind of came at me this weekend. My gambling really hurt me.
Aww.
I really don't like to lose. I'm not a good loser, and I discovered that this weekend. I am not a good loser. Mm-hmm. I'm not somebody who gambles more than he plans to, but I never really expect to lose what I plan to lose. Does that make any sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks when you do, and it makes you say, you got to modify that, too.
How can we turn this into a win for you? How can we help you with what you've
learned?
There
is no way. There is no way. I'm not Ed McMahon. So, I'm not going to go on Larry King and ask people to take up a collection or anything like that.
So despite the lost wages and the lost sleep, you're going back at some point.
You know what it is? I talked to somebody about this over the weekend, and those of you gamblers out there, and I appeal to my gambling brothers to understand me here. It's all about the action. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all about the action. It's about getting in your car. Mm-hmm. It's about getting on the Atlantic City Expressway, and all of a sudden it's a foggy night, but you can see some of the lights of the casinos, and you know what happens? Your heart rate starts going up.
Pitty-pat.
You can't help it. You know why? Because you're that close to the action. And then
you just don't, and
you know what? You don't have any patience at all. And when you get there and you're checking into the hotel, it's like, come on, what are you waiting for? Do you want to go up and see the TV in the hotel? No. You want room service? No. You want to have dinner like in the casino? No, you want to get to the action. That's all
to
it's
floor,
about.
Right?
That's all that matters.
You need
Mike,
a
I can
fix.
Help you.
Yes?
Okay. It was my birthday. I live in Reno. I'm a gambler.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I can only gamble certain times of the year. It was my birthday.
Uh-huh.
Dropped $1,600.
Oh.
And it hurt.
Oh, it's the worst. It is the worst.
I love the action. I'm the same way, but it seemed like everything that was my favorite thing to do, my favorite action to do.
I know.
It didn't matter.
That's how they get you. That is how they get you. You say your favorite games. You got games you like, right? You got table games you like. You got a particular slot machine you like. You might even have, you know, if you go up there on a regular basis, you might even have a dealer you like. Right? Even though it sounds
like,
see a lot of dealers. Yeah, the pit boss sees you and goes, hey, how you doing? Here he comes again. And you know what? They're all nice to you and they give you free booze.
Sure.
And they give you maybe, hey, if you're lucky, you get a free room. And you know what? In my case, I got a free room. And you know what they did this time around?
They
gave me tickets to the fight, huh?
Yeah.
Tickets to the middleweight championship of the world.
Enticing.
Congratulations, Kelly Pavlik. But I say screw them.
Right.
Screw them.
You want the action.
All I got was my complimentary $50 dinner or whatever it was going to be. And I just felt
at
like
the buffet restaurant.
These people are not your friends.
I know.
How about a pair of aces? How about something?
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Preaching to the choir there. I sat at that Texas Hold'em table game just praying for bonus cards. I would have given, a pair of aces might have just made me for one moment, a fleeting moment, feel a little bit better.
Sure.
But no. Rags. You know what I got all night? Rags!
Rags.
Crappy
that's
rags.
Bad. That's bad. Right.
Yes, that's bad. Bad band.
Sounds bad.
Rags
bad
are bad.
Bad card.
Did you lose the
Pat,
whole time?
Pat, I got to take another call. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Did you lose
bye-bye.
The whole time?
I lost. I lost. I didn't lose as much Friday, but I lost all weekend, and I really lost on...
Why didn't you stop?
Because it's the action.
The action.
It's the action.
Like
I'm depressed. I'm not depressed about the money nearly as much as I get depressed because I cannot play anymore.
Can't catch a break.
Because I'm not a degenerate that will say, hey, you know, go back to the well. I have my limit, and that is it. And when I get to my limit, that's it. I cannot gamble any longer.
Ever.
I will not gamble any longer. Not ever
for
that particular trip. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Right. Another time, perhaps.
But you know what?
Next weekend.
You know, it was tough. Rob in Maryland, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike Camaro show is fantastic, guy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's like Custer's retook the Alamo.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. You know, I'll take it too. You know, on this day, I'll take anything that people have to say that's nice. That's fine. Oh, there is something. I saw something. Will you research this? I think there's something nice in a publication about us.
Wow.
I read that. Somebody sent me an email. I'll talk to you about that during the break. I'm not sure. It's like I don't want to get it wrong. I'll get it wrong if I say it right now.
Hustler magazine.
But not Hustler.
No, wait.
What can we do for you today, Rob, besides those fabulous compliments?
Well, we're just over the weekend we're recapping and Hogan's Heroes is back on TV Land.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I love Hogan's Heroes. Who doesn't like Hogan's Heroes?
Sure.
All right, that's good. You watch the TV Land a lot?
Well, yeah, because, you know, Hogan's Chief Bob Guy was like the sex tapes guy, you know?
Yeah.
The Chief Bob Guy was like
sex tapes. You mean Bob Crane you're talking about, who was like bludgeoned to death and tied up with extension cords, all surrounded by his movie equipment that he used to, film himself having sex with different, B-list starlets.
And as a famous listener to the Michael Mara show.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I can't stand talking to him anymore.
I did my research. I think I know what you're talking
about. What is it? What?
You were voted Northern Virginia's magazine's Best of Nova for Best Drive Time Radio Personality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's pretty cool. That's quick.
That's quick. That might have been Don and myself. I want to research that. I don't want to, freeze him out. He might be involved in that too. So I want to give credit where credit is due here. Let's go to Randy in Sacramento. Randy, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hey guys, Beth Ann. Hey, I sang to Beth Ann last Friday at the party.
At the little cocktail party we had here?
Sure. Yeah, I sang "You're Good, Too Good to Be True" type of thing.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, very nicely done.
Hard to believe that I remember that, but I remember that. Okay. Haven't you gotten enough airtime, Randy? Let's call. Can we call Timmy O'Bibine?
Yeah.
Because I want to thank Timmy for coming in on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We're still kind of playing with what we're going to do this Friday. I haven't actually determined it yet.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Very
let's
good.
Thank Timmy O'Bibine, the Nigerian nightmare, and. Vivian, Miss Vivian,
yes, Vivian.
And also Faith. And I have not begun to tell you about Atlantic City. It was the very good Friday night and sleep patterns that reminded me of being in college.
Oh.
And then the lady, winning lady. The winning.
BFK.
Hey, Colette, can I speak to Timmy O'Bibine, the Nigerian nightmare, please?
Sure, hold it, please.
It's O'Mara.
You're good. Too good to be.
That was us, incidentally.
It was.
It was us on the radio.
All too brief, I thought.
All right, this is Timmy. He's really mellow when he answers the phone. Hi, this is Timmy. Hello.
You must be printing stuff.
Is this Timmy?
Hey, Timmy. You're a little more lively answering the phone today. Mike O'Mara down in Studio B. Timmy, how are you?
What's happening, Mike?
How are you?
I am doing well. I still have a hangover from last Friday.
Really?
BYOB kick. Hey, big time.
Yeah, you know what? You were a wonderful guest, and I can't thank you enough for bringing those lovely ladies, Vivian and Faith, to the studio. They were great, too.
Unity.
We had a good time with them.
Hey, thanks, man. They loved you guys, man. Yeah. They had a ball.
Oh, yeah, they were.
That's hot.
They were nice. It was nice seeing them.
They were very nice.
I was really. Tell Vivian I'm sorry for staring at her cleavage for as long as I did.
Tell Vivian I'm not sorry.
And Faith, too. I didn't really, I felt like I gave Faith not nearly the attention I should have given her. And she was wearing that lovely, lovely dress.
She was, you're right. She was showing.
And then when Serendipity showed up, I think we had a fantastic
Unity.
Time.
Unity.
Huh? What was it?
Unity.
Unity. Yeah,
well, that's what you call it. I think that she was nice, too. They were all very nice.
They were.
And I'm curious, Beth Ann had this question before the show. Did Vivian ever go to the Sears to see that Slicky Boy doctor from Dr. 90210?
You know what? I don't know yet.
Would you find out for us?
I will find out, and I'll let you know.
Oh, that's right. See, Timmy beds them and then just casts them aside.
Forgets to ask.
For the rest of the weekend. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Well, Timmy, we'll have to do it again. You were a delight to have on the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Thanks.
All right. Take care, Timmy.
Later, bye.
All right.
I don't know that.
Did I sound enthusiastic enough?
You did.
You did, yeah.
Really?
Nicely done.
I didn't sound depressed.
Job done. No, you sounded good.
I'm sounding like maybe I maintain. I know we have to break. I know we have to break.
Okay.
I'm aware of that.
Okay.
We have to break so we can play more Duffy.
No more Duffy.
All right. Anyway, I will tell you about the woman with the voice.
I want to hear about
that. I laugh. I swear to God, I laugh, but I was so angry. I was so angry. This is. This is the
like
Atlantic
you.
City voice, uh-huh. and everybody that's been to AC knows what I'm talking about. It only comes out of women and certain types of women, and they are all under 5'3".
Yes.
All right.
Okay, I'm with
and
you.
And this woman, this is astonishing. I will tell you that, and we will have our very first buzz of the afternoon. And then, in our next segment, I will tell you all about our fabulous Father's Day contest.
Yes, please.
That is bigger and fatter than ever.
It's big.
We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.